Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
Not your grandpa's burglary spree. Well, actually, maybe it was your grandpa's burglary spree. An 82-year-old man is a suspect in a series of heists from Florida, Manhattan, and maybe some places in between. Samuel Sabatino was nicknamed the Holiday Burglar because he would slip past doormen in upscale buildings on Memorial Day, July 4th, and Labor Day and steal tens of thousands of dollars worth of watches and jewelry. Reports say he got away with some $400,000 worth of stuff over at least 5 years. He was even caught on surveillance video at least once. He finally got caught for good last weekend, though, when a worker stopped him as he tried to get into a building carrying a black bag. It turned out plainclothes officers were following him, and they scooped him right up. Sabatino, who has a long history of burglaries, including a 2001 indictment, is being held on $500,000 bond. If convicted, he could get 15 years in prison. Five people were hurt in a nasty crash involving a police cruiser in Brooklyn. It happened just before 10 p.m. on 13th Avenue in Borough Park. Police say the NYPD car was T-boned by another vehicle, sending it over the curb and crashing into the front of a store, hitting two women. The two police officers in the car were also hurt, as well as the driver of the car that hit the cruiser. Everybody was taken to Maimonides Hospital with minor injuries. Police are still investigating that crash. A treasure hunt at a hoarder's house in Queens. A neighbor telling the Post that Carmine Beemel is worried she's hidden tens of thousands of dollars worth of cash and jewelry among the piles of clothes, recyclables, and other things, and is worried that her valuables will be thrown out. Neighbor Sheldon Williams says she once showed him a wad of money and jewelry, but so far there's been no sign of it, despite several days of cleaning in the street and the home. Beemel was taken to the hospital on Wednesday. Workers started going through giant piles of garbage outside and inside. They've reportedly found small amounts of cash and change, but no major stash yet. The cleanup crews are expected to be working on the home for some time. The homeowner, the woman's ex-boyfriend, does face summonses for the mess. Neighbors tell the Post Beemel's a good person, just sick. Lots of criticism for a South Jersey Uber driver over this YouTube video.
So you're kicking me out because I'm gay? Are you kicking me out because I'm gay?
Yes. Get out.
You're kicking me out because I'm gay.
Get out.
You're kicking me out of your car.
Get out.
Because I'm gay?
Get out.
Kristen Michelle and girlfriend Jen Mangan were riding in Cadden County last week when Michelle gave Mangan a kiss on the cheek, and that is when the driver stopped and ordered him out. Michelle says she reported the driver to Uber and spoke to a representative of the company, but so far there's been no public comment from Uber. A young Staten Island woman is in jail in Russia because her medical marijuana prescription isn't good there. Post reports 19-year-old Audrey Lorber was on vacation with her mother when she was arrested at a St. Petersburg airport with 19 grams of pot. Friends say the mom's now scrambling to get her out of jail. She has a prescription for pot in the U.S. and produced court documents, but Russian officials say that's not good enough, even though World Cup patrons were allowed to bring medical pot in the last thing last year. State Department tells the Post they're aware of the arrests and trying to provide help. A 9/11 widow is making a public plea for the return of her stolen diamond wedding ring and bands. They were even blessed by the Pope during a Ground Zero visit in 2015. Monica Eichen tells the Post she's praying to God and her late husband Michael to help find them. The ring, worth some $22,000, is from her marriage to FDNY firefighter Robert Murphy in 06. It incorporates stones from her first marriage to Michael. They vanished when she put them on a nightstand in a co-worker's rented house in West Hampton last month. She's posted photos on social media and is offering a $500 reward. The number to call if you have any info, 347-742-0431. And then he took a banjo to the bull. No, this really happened yesterday in the Financial District. Witnesses say a guy just came up to the iconic Charging Bull statue at Broadway near Morris Street and started wailing on it with a metal object that looked like a banjo.
Yeah, because then he started treating the people like he was going to hit the people. Then people started running out.
That's from ABC 7. 42-year-old Tevon Varlack of Dallas was arrested and charged with criminal mischief, disorderly conduct, and criminal possession of a weapon. Reporters asked him about his motive when police walked him out.
Hey, Tevon, how do you feel about Donald Trump?
Cool. He's a president.
Okay, why'd you attack the statue?
We'll talk about that later.
Are you glad you did it?
Hey, tell my family I love them and they all right. I'm okay, guys.
The bronze statue, created by Italian-born artist Arturo Di Modica and installed in Lower Manhattan in 1989, is a popular tourist attraction. There's no word so far on repairs. A disgusting attack on an NYPD officer at Bellevue last week. A newly discharged patient threw urine on him. Police say it happened in the psych ward Wednesday night when the officer was assigned to a patient who was being evaluated. Officer heard a just-discharged patient say he could get arrested if he threw urine on a cop. A few minutes later, police say the guy came out of a nearby bathroom holding a cup. Officer pulled his taser, told him to drop it. Instead, he threw it. The officer, now disgustingly soaked, tased the guy and took him in. 42-year-old Michael Gordon now facing a variety of charges. And it's not his first time. He was charged last March with doing exactly the same thing to a Bellevue security guard. Stop vaping for now. That message from New York health officials after recent warnings from the feds about deaths and serious injuries associated with it. Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker said people should stay away from vaping while the definitive cause of the illnesses can be determined, says Governor Cuomo.
There's an investigation ongoing. Nobody knows exactly what it is. There's some suggestion that it's linked to vitamin E, et cetera. But our health guidance is no one should use vaping products, period, until we know what it is.
Health officials have identified about 450 cases of lung illness in 33 states, as many as 5 deaths. No single device, liquid, or ingredient, though, has been linked to these problems. Many of those sick did say they had been vaping THC.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.